This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This KL 2017 SEA Games special is brought to you by Masing.
You're listening to Resource Centre and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Coinciding with our Independence Day, it is the 29th SEA Games and also the 9th ASEAN Para Games going on right now in KL with the theme called KL 2017. On top of that, it has been 16 years since we have last hosted the SEA Games back in 2001. All the anticipation, the excitement, the heart-pumping moments has been unleashed and it will continue for another week up until 30th of August. With such a huge and significant event happening in the heart of Kuala Lumpur, we speak to two sponsors of KL 2017 and they are Sean Goh.
Hey Jeff, I'm Sean Goh. I'm the country head for Grab in Malaysia.
And also Melati Abdul Hai.
Hi, I'm Melati Abdul Hai. I'm the Senior Director for Marketing, Communications and Insight with McDonald's Malaysia.
Sean, let's start by talking about what drove the interest of Grab to be part of something as big as the SEA Games?
Thanks, Jeff. So first of all, Grab is now known as the official ride-hailing provider for the Malaysian SEA Games, KL 2017. But a bit on why we're doing this, right? So if we look at the SEA Games in general, the overall theme is rising together, right? So that symbolizes basically all of Southeast Asia coming together to make this happen in a sporting event. And there are two very distinct reasons for why we think SEA Games is very relevant to our brand. The first is very much symbolic. If you look at Grab as a business and as a startup, we are a Malaysian homegrown startup, right? And we've actually grown into the rest of Southeast Asia. Now we're serving 7 countries across Southeast Asia. So when we look at the SEA Games, it is an event that brings 11 Southeast Asian countries together in our home country, Malaysia. So we sort of see this as a two-pronged benefit for us, right? Like the first is we get to actually show that we've risen together with Malaysia and with Southeast Asia. And that's kind of a very powerful thing for us, for our team as well, to really showcase to our team how far we've gone and how much their effort is making an impact on the local scene. And then the second thing is, of course, drawing upon all 7 of our country business operations to actually provide support to the SEA Games, to get people to the airports, to get people into Malaysia, and then from the airports to wherever they're going in KL and in Malaysia. So that's kind of a symbolic reason for us to do this. And then the second main reason is, you know, it goes back to our mission as an organization. So Grab was started to basically provide access to safe transportation. And if we look at the biggest challenges of running KL 2017, one of them is logistics, right? It's really difficult to get so many people around. There are tens of thousands of volunteers, athletes, organizing committee members, as well as visitors from all around Southeast Asia. So we see ourselves as playing a big part in doing what we do best, which is actually moving people around. And linked to that, if you look at SEA Games, this KL 2017, one of the themes is green games. So actually doing what we can to reduce our impact on the environment. And I think that with Grab's recent services, such as like carpooling, Grab Share, we are actually able to reduce congestion in our cities.
And Melati, from McDonald's point of view, I guess one of the questions that everyone will be asking is how is one of the largest food chains here in Malaysia motivated to be involved in a sporting event like SEA Games?
I really, really love that question. As you would know, McDonald's has been operating in Malaysia for over 35 years. And we're today the leading restaurant brand for Malaysians of all ages. Now, McDonald's involvement with sports goes back many, many years. In fact, we have been Olympic partners for over 40 years, I think dating back all the way to 1976. And why are we involved with sports? It's actually about us sharing very, very common values, amongst which are discipline, team spirit, as well as positive attitude. So these same values are also what we cultivate in our restaurants amongst our employees as well. Sea Games KL 2017 certainly providing us the platform for us to display our commitment to the values that I've just mentioned and also our commitment to balance active lifestyle. And this year, KL 2017, or the Sea Games, is on home ground. And it's really a fantastic opportunity for us to show our support for sports development in Malaysia, get Malaysians together to show support for our national athletes, all in the spirit of nation building and unity.
And Sean, from Grab, a ride-hailing app, how does Sea Games help with the branding for the organisation?
Yeah, I think in terms of awareness, our big challenge is not really in getting people to know about Grab. I think at this stage, our focus is very much on like, what does Grab stand for as a brand? Like, why should I as a user identify with Grab, right? So when we look at things that we throw our support behind and events that we actually come in to support as a sponsor as well as a kind of as a participating brand, right? We look for a few things. Like one is, what do they stand for? So I mentioned the themes, which is Rising Together and Green Games, things that we could really get behind. The second is really to help us showcase our origins in terms of kind of our pride for supporting our local country team. The last time we actually hosted the Games was 2001, right? And we actually won that. So it was a very historic year for us. So we want to be there to actually show our support for our local team and our local athletes. And to do that, we've actually done a number of things, right? Like, for instance, showcase in some of our cars, we showcase the history behind the Sea Games. So back to kind of what does being a brand sponsor for Sea Games do for us as a brand, I think it's showing what we really stand for.
And Melati, what about McDonald's? What does McDonald's want to achieve this time around with the Sea Games?
Everything we do. And customers today not only expect the best tasting meal and experience, they also want to associate with a brand that cares. And we achieve this by being committed to the customer experience, our dedicated people, as well as by giving back to the community and engaging with them. These brand values, as I've mentioned earlier, was also expressed in our partnership with KL 2017. It does come with some brand awareness through association, but more importantly, it gives us a platform to connect with our customers directly on ground and in a really, really meaningful way outside of the usual experience that they will get when they come to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And sports always ignites the spirit of unity, and we really look forward to doing it our bit to help raise the spirit of Bangkit Bersama. And we don't know how to do KL 2017 except do it the McDonald's way. And by saying that, we do it by rallying our restaurant teams and engaging the communities to make them a part of the event. Three of our restaurants in Johor, Penang and Putrajaya served as pit stops for the KL 2017 torch run. Our restaurant employees were part of the running contingent. In addition, 17 other restaurants contributed McDonald's meals to the runners during the torch run stopovers. Now, you can really certainly feel the KL 2017 spirit in these restaurants.
After the break, we will continue with the insights from Grab and McDonald's regarding the Sea Games and the impact of Sea Games to their brands. You're listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Resource Centre and you're back with me, Jeff Sandhu, together with Sean Goh, the country head of Grab Malaysia, and Melati Abdul Hai, the senior director of marketing and communications for McDonald's. And we were just talking about both their roles in Sea Games, and let's hear what they have to say about the expectations now. Sean, as we know, Grab is one of the gold sponsors for this Sea Games. What is Grab's expectations from this?
Yeah, so I think being a gold sponsor, we are basically among the top two tiers of sponsors, platinum and gold. We are showcased as official brands that actually get behind SEA Games. So we, in terms of exposure, we are put into every channel that's available in the SEA Games. So whether it's their social media, all their materials, all the communications to participants as well as athletes. And I think most importantly, we actually are recognized for a category. And I think that was very important to us. We didn't want to just be seen as a brand that came in, no real kind of brand affinity with SEA Games, just to get that kind of visibility, right? We wanted to be seen as providing a very core part of that experience, which is basically ride hailing.
And Melati, from McDonald's perspective, being the silver sponsor, what is your expectations from this event?
Supporting a high-profile sports event like KL 2017 is not new for McDonald's, as I've mentioned earlier, right? We've been partners and sponsors of the Olympic Games for many, many years. In fact, for many decades before this. The values that are inculcated amongst athletes or with athletes are very, very similar to how we bring up our people in our restaurants and what we teach people in terms of the positive attitude. Team spirit is something that is absolutely critical in making sure our restaurant execution is smooth. And these sponsorships does not just increase our brand awareness to a certain extent, but, you know, it's the connect and the brand love that we built with our employees, our customers, and the Malaysian community that actually has, even bigger value in the grand scheme of things.
The sporting event is not directly related to the line of business that you are in, Sean. So how does Grab put money value into the business value?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So we think of it in two different ways. The first is that the value that we're actually putting in, so a lot of businesses think about return on investment, right? The investment that we're putting into this event is actually a large part of that is in kind. So we're actually providing a lot of value in terms of transportation. So that reduces the pressure in terms of like cash sponsorships, for instance, right? So that helps us justify the returns more easily. And then the second is a little bit more on the brand side. If you look at what Grab is in terms of a business and what our product really is, actually it's kind of a commodity product, right? It's a day-to-day essential product. Transport is something that people need day-to-day. And it's not like it's not luxury goods. We're not serving basically something that's extremely differentiated from like the core, right? The differentiation that we bring at the end of the day is the experience. What experience and kind of feeling we leave people with at the end of the ride, whether it's because they took a very good ride, a very pleasant ride with a good driver, they had a very seamless, frictionless experience from point A to point B, or because our brand actually gives them the experience that other transport providers don't.
And Melati, the nature of business of McDonald's doesn't seem to relate directly to KL 2017. So how does McDonald put in the same value towards SEA Games 2017?
Well, it's usually much more difficult to measure anything in relation to brand, but we put that as a key priority. Yeah, how consumers perceive the brand, how consumers relate to the brand, and the trust that consumers have in our brand. And we also put in a lot of effort to drive positive brand association internally. So the commitment and the camaraderie and excitement that it brings about amongst our people is also a very key measure for us. And, you know, the spirit in which just the whole positive spirit, the atmosphere. Of course, within there, we have our own internal challenges as well. And more importantly, just going back to the first question that you had for me, McDonald's has a commitment to balance active lifestyle. In fact, we have a saying which goes, it's what you eat and what you do. Because, you know, what you consume is important, but what you do about, you know, the energy that goes out from your body is also just as important. So balanced active lifestyle is something that we have a strong internal program around balanced active lifestyle, and being associated with KL 2017 just helps us to prop that up and get everybody up on their feet and we can continue to actually activate programs around balanced active lifestyles with our employees throughout the nation.
Lastly, in conjunction with SEA Games 2017, Sean, what can we expect from Grab?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of special stuff. I mean, broadly, there are three categories of things we're doing. The first is we're helping people get around, of course. And in order to do that, we actually have lots of designated pickup drop-off areas where people can identify where to wait for their cars, where to drop off to get to the venue. And then to bridge between the pickup drop-off points to the stadiums themselves, which could be quite a walk, right? We actually have special Grab buggies that are designed for transporting our top users as well as our users with limited mobility. So watch out for these buggies. And then, of course, we're doing a whole bunch of things to engage both our passengers and drivers. So in terms of the general public, right, where every time they book a Grab, they can actually look out for special cars that are designed just for SEA Games. And in these cars, there will be some special experiences that I won't reveal too much of so that people can actually experience it and it would be a surprise. But if you look at what we do, we bridge offline and online, right? So in the app, you'll see, of course, some special icons for SEA Games. Again, I won't reveal too much what it is. Offline, when the people get the car, that's when we really want to wow them. That's when we really want to have that SEA Games spirit shine through. So there will be some very interesting, colorful, decorated cars coming your way. And of course, both our passengers and drivers would look forward to special gifts and promotions. So there'll be a whole bunch of things that will be announced when the SEA Games start.
And Malati, what about McDonald's? What can we expect from McDonald's this coming SEA Games 2017?
In line with our internal commitment towards balanced active lifestyles and inspiring healthier lifestyles, we actually launched our Fit McDonald's program just last Saturday on August 12th. Over 4,000 of our employees across our 262 restaurants exercised along with YB Khairi Jamaluddin from our head office all the way to 15 other locations nationwide, our participating restaurants.
And I've been speaking to Sean Goh, the country head for Grab Malaysia, together with Malati Abdul Hai, the senior director of marketing communications from McDonald's. This has been Resource Center on BFM 89.9.
Rise together at the KL 2017 SEA Games with Masing. Reinvent spaces, enhance life.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.